Not exactly terrorism, but it did pass the if you see something, say something test. American flags atop the Brooklyn Bridge replaced by big white flags yesterday. Police don't know how or why. Neither Comedy Central nor Jimmy Kimmel claimed responsibility for this brazen act of brazenism. It's not known who was hurt by this, except maybe the job record of the cops supposed to be guarding the bridge 24/7. It clearly helped cable news channels fill time yesterday. But we're not going to stoop to that here on The Takeaway. No, no, no. I'm joined by PJ Vogt, producer for WNYC's On the Media and host of the show, TLDR. PJ, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hey, how's it going?
Do white flags on the top of the Brooklyn Bridge count as media?
Whew, that's a good question.
No, no, no. Yes, they definitely do.
Yeah, they certainly do.
Yeah. Okay. So what, you know, exploded in the blogosphere, in the sort of Twitter sphere, in the Instagramosphere as these white flags appear on top of the bridge?
Well, so everybody sort of does what everybody does when anything happens. So a lot of people made one-liners. There were jokes about Dido, who had a white flag single. There were jokes about Brooklyn surrendering to Manhattan or Manhattan surrendering to Brooklyn.
Manhattan surrendered to Brooklyn already.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. People on both sides of the political spectrum had conspiracy theories. Conservative people thought that it was liberals angry that Obama hadn't enacted a revolution. I guess liberals didn't have conspiracy theories. They just said it wasn't us because it would have been a red flag or a black flag if it were Occupy people.
Right. Any chance it was people just drying some laundry?
God, I wish. Wouldn't it be so good? Yeah. Just a real thrill seeker.
What we really want to do, though, is string a line between the two towers. Then you could actually do a lot of laundry. How long do you think this would have taken, and how did it get by the cops? And I love the fact that there was not a bit of graffiti on the bridge
none.
At all.
I don't know. You know, there is a subgenre of YouTube videos and Vimeo videos you can watch, which are instructions about how to get to the tops of New York City bridges. Usually people, I think once they get up there, don't do things that every single person in the morning in the city is going to see and marvel at.
And we should caution, I mean, some of that stuff is of concern to law enforcement because people decide to use New York landmarks to, say, end their life. And so there's a big concern about that. And that's not anything that's about this particular story.
Absolutely. And also there were people who saw a terrorism threat here, that if somebody were to go to the top of the Brooklyn Bridge and replace a flag, then they could – I actually can't really follow.
Blow up the entire universe.
I guess. Yeah. But so why why would you have to do a very difficult climbing exercise?
Sounds like a comic book though. So what do you think is next? Why is New York the place for these kinds of messages? Certainly no one cares if the mega mall of America has a white flag on top of it.
Well, I think New York is the epicenter of a thing that maybe exists a little bit everywhere, which is that it's a place where everyone is constantly trying to grab everybody's attention with whatever dumb stunt or brilliant stunt. And the disappointing thing is that usually in the end you find out that it's an advertisement for bleach or bedsheets or a new movie or a bad reality TV show. And what's been nice about this, as somebody who isn't alarmed by it and just finds it sort of wonderful and mysterious, is that we don't know what it is. And so far, no one showed up to try to sell us anything or make us go to a website.
You didn't do it, right?
Come on. Have a great new podcast you should check out. And if this is viral advertising
for it. No one tried to sell us anything. If you're bored with images of white flags, please check it out. PJ Vogt, producer for On the Media, also host of the show TLDR, which you can find at onthemedia.org. PJ, thanks so much.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.